Charlie, many thanks for joining us today. A good session for you out there?
Yeah, it's been nice to have the sun out, a lot hotter than we expected, but yeah, good session, you know, a bit of contact, a lot of running around, just getting our minds on for the weekend, mainly defence-based today, and just putting pressure on, and, you know, as a team we were running well, we were looking good, we were comfortable in what we were doing, and we just need to put that onto the pitch come Friday.
We'll talk about Sale on Friday shortly, but let's go back to an historic victory at Kingsholm. You haven't won there since 1999. First half, you really struggled, to be fair to say, Charlie. 12-0 down at one stage, but that second half performance was outstanding.
Yeah, with the first half, it was just our discipline that let us down. I think if we give away that many penalties, they've got Billy Twelvetrees there coming back from England's duty, wants to prove a point, he's going to kick his goals, which he did in the first half. And we need to keep the ref on our side. We can't let little things frustrate us and get carried away and try and take the game into our own hands. At the end of the day, it's his call. So yeah, we put the first half like behind the belt and then went in at half time, had a chat, you know, got back some composure and, you know, put what we wanted to do onto the park and came out in the second half, started playing how we know we can, you know, getting our offload game going, playing in the right places, and it worked for us. We know teams struggle playing against how we play when we do, and you know that was a real bonus for us. I think it's been the story of our year so far. We come up and play until the last 80. We just need to really focus on the first 40, which is letting us down at the moment.
I was going to say that has been the story, hasn't it? Really, compared to in previous seasons, it's been 18 minutes of solid rugby, hasn't it? What do you put that down to? The first 40.
I think it's changed week in, week out. The last couple of weeks we've given away a lot of penalties, which is discipline, which we know, you know, a couple of years ago we weren't good on, and we really worked on that, especially in training, getting our discipline right, and you know, just not giving away the silly errors. There's penalties that you can give away, you know, which are, you know, they're 50-50s, but it's the ones that we call them red penalty, that they're just not explainable and they shouldn't be given. So that's the main focus for us. I think if we get our discipline right, we won't give away the penalties, and then we'll be more in the game come half time.
It shows the character of this team, doesn't it? Week in, week out, you're sort of always having to come from behind, but obviously that's a plus point, isn't it?
Definitely a plus point. A bunch of lads we've got here, we've been together a long time. Certainly the last couple of weeks, you know, it's chopping and changing, it's different tournaments. You've got the Premiership, you've got the LV, the new European stuff. Players coming in, players coming out. I think that's great to see within the squad, that players can come in and, you know, stick to our values, stick to what we do, stick to our processes, which is key. If everyone does their job, then it should be a great team performance and no one goes, you know, on from their own agenda.
The driving maul was so effective, wasn't it, on Friday?
I can't say I really know much about that. It looked pretty impressive from where I was standing. I thought about getting involved and then I just decided my weight would be more useful just standing out wide.
Yeah, that try at the end, it was crucial as well, wasn't it?
Yeah,
last couple of minutes.
I think just off the cuff, which is one of the things we really do well. Not much. Dicko put it on a plate for me, really. All I had to do was run after and catch it. It just shows, you know, people trust the boys around. If one of the young lads that calls something out wide, one of the senior boys, they'll play it, they'll get the ball into your hands, and it's nice to be out there when people can put it on a plate for you like that, and it's always nice to get over the line, especially at Kingsholm in front of the shed.
Absolutely. I was going to say, we'll talk about Sale very, very shortly as well, but your own form, you must be quite pleased, Charlie. You made four appearances and a couple of tries already.
For me, it's just getting consistent games under my belt. Had an unfortunate start to the season with injuries again. I did my ankle again, and you know, when you're in that, you can get pretty frustrated when you're not playing, and then you get back fit, you don't get picked. But for all the young guys here, it's such a tough environment to get into. Once you get in, you just want to stay there. There's a lot of boys who have played, you know, a lot of young boys who have played a lot of games for this club, and no one wants to be not involved, so everyone wants to be playing, everyone wants that starting shirt. It's great for me scoring tries as a wing. That's what you want to do, that's what you put in the team to do. I just need to keep working on my basics, making sure everything's good, and hopefully the try scoring will take care of itself if I get all the basics right and do the simple things well.
Pivotal month, November, as you mentioned, a lot of the youngsters have come in and done a superb job. Quins have had, what, five internationals out already, isn't it?
Yeah, it's credit to our squad, it's credit to the coaches and credit to the academy. The boys here know that if they're asked to do a job, no one expects anything to change. They expect the internationals to go away, and the boys who are asked to step up, do step up. We know the internationals will come back, and we want to make it hard for them to come back and walk straight back into their jerseys. You know, at the end of the day, we don't choose the squad, we don't choose the team, but we can put what we can do onto the park and make it the most difficult decision for the Connor as possible.
You come up against Sale on Friday. They're in good form, had a terrific win at the weekend as well, obviously backed up with your fantastic performance at Kingsholm. But you do go into this with some momentum, Charlie. What is it, four wins? wins out of five in the last five games in all competitions.
Yeah, it's not really something we focused on. We know when we're playing well because we know what the week will be like in training. There'll be a lot better buzz around the place, and I think we're getting back to where it has been over the last couple of years. We know when the buzz is good that we're going to be playing well. And we're a confident side. When we're playing with confidence, we're playing with our heads up, and that's when we're most dangerous. So, playing really well again. Yeah, they've got some really dangerous players. They have Cipriani at 10. He can distribute to any of their backs, who are all big threats. And obviously with a monstrous pack. So we focus a little bit on them, but we know what we need to do to put our game there and, you know, make it most beneficial for us.